I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and they're presenting Art Week next week. Here's more about what's happening with Tina Harris.
Art Week is a week-long celebration kicking off this Sunday, the 24th. And it's basically a celebration of our entire cultural landscape here in the UP, from literary, visual, performing arts, and over 100 arts organizations and individuals are participating, and businesses. It's bigger than it ever has been, and there's quite a selection for all ages to enjoy in the arts.
Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer here. Actually, the poster, the schedule of events has so much on it that we really couldn't get into all of it, but I know you have a centralized location for people to find out more information.
Yeah, we're really utilizing the local community calendar called Marquette 365, really encouraging people to go there, search Art Week. Everything that you need to know will come up, you know. And this Sunday, well, actually, there's some pre-Art Week events happening with Pine Mountain Music Fest in town. And on Friday, we actually have a community dance class with a flamenco dancer from France. And that's happening this Friday. Sunday is the big kickoff with a fairy garden festival at the Children's Museum. You can make a fairy garden at home. Any age can do this and bring it into the Children's Museum on Sunday for a showing of all the fairy gardens. And also a really unique event by the Marquette Poet Circle called Third Street Sidewalk Poetry Competition on Third Street. So chalk, sidewalk, and the winning poems get to be published in the Marquette Monthly.
You know, it's really cool when I look at this. You've got live music at various locations. You've got painting. You've got various... I mean, there's so many different things. I want to ask you about... I see about this something called the plein air painting. What is that about?
So this is our second year doing plein air painting in partnership with Lake Superior Art Association. Plein air means outdoors. So to paint in plein air, and we're really trying to get people, artists, to enjoy our natural environment and the beauty of Marquette, welcome them to Marquette, and have them be inspired and paint gorgeous pictures. We already have a great plein air painting community now. We have about 50 artists from all over coming, as far as California, New York,
oh, really?
Chicago,
yeah,
that have registered, that are coming up here to compete for $2,000 worth of prizes provided by the Michigan Realtors Association. And that's exciting. That's going to happen at dusk on Friday. And on Saturday, you're going to see painters throughout Marquette. Then you can come vote for your favorite at the Presque Isle Pavilion on Saturday evening and have a free community barbecue with the artists. So that's going to be a really, really unique event.
It is really a big stack of things that are going on. In fact, on Thursday, the 28th, is what's become one of the very popular events of Art Week, and that is the Art Stroll. What is that?
So Art Stroll, the city used to do it years ago, and it was a one-night event, and people really loved it. They wanted it back. So now we have it on Thursday, June 28th. We have over 35 businesses that have invited artists into their businesses. They're hosting artist receptions. The artists will be there for 4 hours from 4 to 8 p.m. But it's not only artist receptions. We have demos going on, workshops going on that evening, a lot of street performers. The Celine Fiddlers will be performing in the Rosewood walkway there, with, of course, the DDA installing a surprise installation. Like last year, we had the umbrellas.
Really?
But I can't tell you what's happening this year.
You can't tell me?
It's going to be installed tonight, though.
So you will
see it this weekend already.
Okay. So that's at the Rosewood, the walkway, which everybody remembers the umbrellas from last year. Something's going in tonight?
Tonight.
Ooh. Well, for this entire schedule, how do people find it?
Marquette 365. If you have any questions, you can call the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center at 228-0472. But we really encourage you to use the calendar and ask area businesses. They have the information as well.
That's the comments of Tina Harris with the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center. Find out the complete listing of events happening for Art Week at Marquette365.com. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.